Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 242, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 242. This day is God's. It's my gift to Him. I will not lead my life alone today. I do not understand the world. And so, to try to lead my life alone must be but foolishness. But there is one who knows all that is best for me, and he is glad to make no choices for me but the ones that lead to God. I give this day to him, for I would not delay my coming home, and it is he who knows the way to God. And so we give today to you. We come with wholly open minds. We do not ask for anything that we may think we want. Give us what you would have us receive. You know all our desires and our wants, and you will give us everything we need in helping us to find the way to you.
Amen.
As I contemplate this lesson, brings to mind a friend. When there are decisions she needs to make that are of a spiritual nature, she takes them to the church and goes for guidance. I have seen that happen on many occasions. But I also noticed that in her life, that when she doesn't think the things are spiritually based, then she doesn't take it to the church. She makes the decision on her own. And there are many more of the times where she doesn't take decisions to the church. And as this example came to my mind, I contemplate it as a reflection of the trust she has for the church to lead her in spiritual matters. And I see that as a reflection of what I do. There are some things that I always go to spirit with that are big spiritual lessons. But like her, there are things in my life that I think are not spiritual things, that I feel like I can handle on my own. I don't have to go for guidance. And yet this lesson is telling me that everything in my life is a spiritual lesson. And I could trust and go for guidance in everything. And so this friend of mine is demonstrating to me what is going on with me in the mind. That I am only taking the big things to spirit. I am missing out on the little things by believing they are little things. I am missing out on getting joy and peace out of all of life. I am grateful to see this reflected back. And I noticed I had in the past asked myself, Why does she have to go to the church to make the decision? Isn't that subjugating her power? And I have to ask, do I believe it is subjugating my power to ask for help? And then the question, do I want to go to Spirit for all things? And I do want to. I have seen the fruits that come from it. I've seen the peace and love that comes from asking. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me to be in my right mind. Help me to have the courage to ask for help in all things. Help me to remember what it is I truly want. Help me to lay down judgmental thoughts. Help me to be still. Help me to remember that I am never alone. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we let go of the desire to be or do anything. We sit as if there is nothing to do, nowhere to go, no past, no future. Only this moment in which we find ourselves with a quiet and peaceful mind and we give this time as a gift to Spirit to lead us. Thank you for joining me in surrendering to our heart's desire to be peaceful. Namaste.